Hey, little dude.
Hey, Cody.
Ah, the mighty sundae, huh? The dean of desserts, the king of confections, the sultan of sweets.
You want one?
God, no way, man. That stuff will rot the teeth right out of your head. Oh, man. Chocolate mint chip fudge Kahlua ripple. Wow. Carol sprung for the El Primo ice creamo, huh?
She didn't. Mom's on this health food kick. She said if we want any junk food, we're going to have to buy it ourselves.
Hey! Get your hands off my chocolate syrup. I bought that with my own money.
Yeah, give me back my whipped cream.
Look, I know these are your toppings, but I'm trying to make a sundae. How do you guys feel about sharing?
Well, how do you feel about bleeding?
Whoa, step dudes at war, huh? You know, my philosophy's always been about sharing. Like, hey, dig it, man. If it's in my van, it doesn't have a choke chain on it, dig right in.
Cody, I've looked in your refrigerator, and I don't recall anything that would taste good on ice cream.
Are you kidding me, man? I got homemade Spam jerky out there. That's an all-day chew.
Still cannot believe that JT put glue in my conditioner.
Well, at least it gives it more body.
Oh, honey, honey, look at this. Channel 56 is looking for a part-time weekend sportscaster. I'm thinking I might try out for that.
Well, good for you.
No offense, Frank, but what do you know about broadcasting besides Breaker, Breaker? That's a Big Ten 4, good buddy.
Dana, for your information, Frank was the announcer for his school basketball team.
That's right. Hey, you know Vince Scully? People said if I had a better voice, I'd sound just like him.
I'm sure you were great, Frank, but why would Channel 56 want to hire an amateur?
Because that's what their competition did. Channel 31's ratings went right through the roof when they fired their weatherman and hired Farmer Fred and his predicting pig.
I love that pig.
Hot today! That's exactly my point. Everybody loves a pig. That's why every station in town is trying to find the next Farmer Fred.
Well, hot dang, Frank. Now all we gotta do is find you a Parker and you can be a TV star.
Nervous?
I'm not nervous.
You seem kind of
nervous. Well, I'm not nervous.
All right.
Excuse me. We're looking for Jack Pennington.
You found him.
Well, I'm Frank Lambert, and I'm here to audition for the sportscasting job.
Like I don't know that.
You're a little late, Frank. Why don't you come up here, have a seat.
Okay. Here's the copy. Just relax, read the scores, have a good time.
Wow. It's just like a real TV show.
It is a real TV show, Frank. You're on the air in 45 seconds.
On the air? You mean this is live?
Of course. It's the only way I could tell if you can handle the job. You would not believe how nervous some guys get when they realize they're talking to 10,000 people.
10,000 people?
Yep. 30 seconds. Try breathing. It helps.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, hey, excuse me, I'm a little dry. Do you have some water?
Under the desk. In 5, 4, 3, 2, cue music. Cue announcer.
Good afternoon and welcome to Weekend Sports Update. And now, here's the latest from the world of sports.
Frank! Frank! You're on!
Hello, sports fans. I'm Frank Lambert. Welcome to the Weekend Sports Update. Update. Let's move to some college scores. Oh, major upset in the Big Ten today. Purdue, 34. And Michigan. Michigan played Purdue. And they're less than 34. That's why they lost. And from some other scores around the country, there's 41 to 22, 16 to 12, 28 to 4, and 13 to 7.
Hey, look, his dad. He must have gotten that sportscasting job.
Ohio State, Indiana.
Wow, he's sweating like a pig.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to hurl.
I'm really dry. Do you have something else to drink?
You're on the air.
Okay. In other sports.
Come here. Here.
What?
Just put him in the crosshairs, like a deer.
In the NHL today, the Detroit Red Wings traded a guy named, well, he had two P's in his name anyway. And, for another guy with a L and a Z. This just in. Dota commercial, you dope. We'll have more on this late-breaking story right after these messages.
Clear.
Frank, are you okay?
I'm fine.
What are you looking for?
I need some water.
Well, I saw a hose out in the parking lot.
Where's he going?
For some water. He'll be back in a couple of minutes.
A couple of minutes? We're back on the air in 15 seconds. I just wanted him to catch his breath so he didn't have a heart attack.
Well, you want me to go get him?
No. Okay.
What?
Come here.
What?
Sit down. You read the sports.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about sports.
You can't be any worse than Waterboy. Here we go. You ready?
Well,
in
I can't
five,
do it. I can't.
Four.
I can't do it.
Three,
I can't do it. I can't
two,
do it. I can't do it.
You're
I can't
on.
Do it. Carol, Frank's wife, and he's not here right now because he needed a drink of water. So I'm here. Hi. Anyway, there are some scores you might have missed while Frank was reading the scores. Oh, so messy. The Minnesota Gophers dug a big hole for themselves and lost to Iowa 42-17. Oh, I get it. The Gophers dug themselves a hole. That's kind of cute. And the California Bears mauled the Oregon Ducks 52-0. That isn't very fair, though, is it? You know, a bear against a duck. You know, I always thought that if they put all the birds in one league, you know, like the Cardinals and the Robins and the Ducks, and then put all the meat eaters in another league, you know, like the Lions and Tigers and Bears. Lions and Tigers and Bears, oh my. Anyway, that's all for today. So if you want more highlights, use a rinse. Well, I'm Carol, Frank's wife. Bye.
And we're out.
Oh. Okay, I feel better now, Jack. Let's go. Okay, let's put this baby to bed.
Oh, well, Frank, I already put this baby to bed.
What?
Well, they had to go on the air, so I kind of had to read the scores for you.
Oh, jeez, honey, I hope you didn't blow this job for me.
Well, I'm sold. You're hired.
Well, thank you very much.
Not you, Aquaman. You bombed. She was cute. Cute sports. I like it. It's new. It's different. See you next Saturday.
Well, we didn't know. You come here to audition for a job and I end up getting it. Oh, isn't that funny? All right, Frank, enough with the silent treatment. I mean, no sense keeping all your anger bottled up inside.
I am not angry.
this job.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not.
Yes, you are. I want you to take it.
Why would I want this job? I don't even like sports.
Because if you don't take it, you'll make me feel guilty, and I don't want you laying that stuff on me.
What stuff?
As if you didn't know.
Frank, don't be ridiculous. I am not taking this job.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. In fact, I insist you take it.
Fine, Frank. Have it your way. I'll take the job.
You would.
And you know why, Carol? Because you're a taker. That's right. A taker. You take, 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 take. You take my razor blade, you hog all the covers. You don't even order your own dessert. You just pick, pick, pick of mine. Well, don't think I don't notice those things, because I do. I'm just too big of a person to mention it. And another thing. Last night, when I said I liked your meatloaf, I lied.
Put your hands in the air and step away from the cupcake.
What are you, the food police?
That's right. Got this whole place staked out.
Help! She's gonna kill me for asking a lie!
Give me that thing before I break your face.
There you go, Frank. You know those warning labels they put on aerosol cans? Do not use near open flame? Those guys know what they're talking about.
Sometimes I wish marriages came with a warning label.
What, are you still having a melee with the missus?
Yeah, she took my broadcasting job, Cody, and that's grabby, small-minded, and selfish.
Hey, hold on there a minute, Uncle Frank. Back up the bus, okay? That don't sound like Carol at all.
Yeah, I know. It's starting to sound more like me. I mean, it was a part-time job on a local TV station. Why am I taking it so hard, huh?
Yeah, there's got to be something else bugging you.
Yeah, well, I know. I just don't know what it is.
Well, maybe I can help. You know, sometimes when you look at these problems from an odd perspective, which happens to be my specialty, you can see things that nobody else can see.
Well, I'm willing to try anything.
All right, let me just clear out my mind. Whoa, my mistake. It was already clear. That's cool. It'll make our job a lot easier. Oh, I got it. You don't want Carol to be a sportscaster, because if she is, she'll get to meet Vince Lombardi before you do.
Cody, Vince Lombardi's dead.
Why didn't you say that in your sports report? That's a pretty big story, don't you think?
Listen, Cody, maybe I better just work this out on my own, okay?
Okay. Oh! I got it. You had a dream. You wanted to go for that big brass ring. You could have been a contender. You could have had class. You could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what... Oh, sorry, Frank. You're not a bum. Oh, man, I was watching this Brando flick last night. I guess it kind of got stuck in my brain.
No, I think you're actually onto something here.
Really? You wanted to be a prize fighter, but your brother Charlie made you take a dive at the Garden?
No. But I did have a dream once. I'm going to go talk to Carol.
Yeah. Dude, I'm good.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Carol, I've been acting like a jerk lately. And I think I might have figured out why.
Okay.
Oh, well, when I was growing up, honey, I was like most small town kids. I thought I'd either go to work for my father or, you know, get a local job, which was okay with me. But then I got to announce the basketball games in school. I thought, gee, maybe I could be a sportscaster, be famous, you know, be a contender. But then I got out of school and married my first wife and had the kids. I just sort of forgot about the dream. And then this Channel 56 thing came up.
And then the dream came back.
Yeah. Honey, I thought, maybe this is my last chance to be somebody. But I guess I'm just always going to be kind of an average guy.
Oh, Frank. You're anything but average. Huh? Would an average guy build his construction company from nothing into a success? And would an average guy marry a woman with three kids and raise them as his own? And would the average guy work so hard to make me so happy?
I don't consider that work.
It's because you're not average. As far as I'm concerned, Frank, you're a superstar.
Okay, everybody. This is an official notice. These are my banana cream pies. You touch, you die.
Who cares about your pies? We've got Mark's pudding.
All right, you little scavengers. This is our Chinese food.
So just keep your grubby little paws off it.
Relax, Barky. Nobody cares about your puppy chow.
Hey, that's my chocolate pudding.
That's my jelly donut. Hand it over.
Not until you give me my chocolate pudding.
Uh-uh. Give me the donut first.
No. Yes. No. I don't. Looks like she got the jelly part of her donut anyway.
Hey, Mark.
What?
Hey, you can't do that to my brother.
Oh, yeah, right.
You don't have the guts.
Yeah, you're too chicken. Big mistake.
This is war.
Boy, nothing works up an appetite like a nice day of welding up your Christmas cards.
I don't believe this. Okay, cool it!
What are you dudes doing?
You guys are throwing food around like a bunch of six-year-olds.
And in Carol's kitchen. If you dudes don't have the common decency to treat this house with respect, you guys are never gonna get treated like adults here.
Yep. Once again, Cody's right. Is anybody else here as sick as I am about the code man here always being right?
Yeah!
Cool. Kung Pao cream pie.
Kung Pao!